This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, right to your phone calls. And then we'll talk about health care. But first, it's Rich in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rich.
Rich. Hello, gang.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a message on this Veterans Day. As a veteran, back in 1982, I joined the Marines when I was a high school senior. I was a good product of the public fool system.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined with the understanding that I was going to be protecting America from the big bad commies over there.
That's yes. Right, preserving freedom and all that.
That's right, you know, the Soviet Union and the Chinese and North Korea and so on and so forth. Well, little did I realize at the time, but while I was supposedly protecting America from the big bad commies over there, our own government was quietly and incrementally implementing all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto right here at home.
They're darn close. I know that we went through them a couple years ago on the show, and it's something we do from time to time. But I think when we counted it up, wasn't it like 7.5 out of 10, Mark, or something like that, that we determined?
We were trying to be as strict as one could be with the rating system, as strict as we could be with the rating system. And I think Rich is probably being a little more liberal. And it's been a couple of years, you know.
Yeah, they may have hit 8 or 9 planks by this point. I don't think they quite implemented all 10 planks all the way, but we're getting pretty close here in this country.
Right. That's why I say implementing.
Yes. Ah, yes.
Not necessarily a fait accompli. Another way of putting it is that when I joined, I took this oath to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And, of course, little did I know at the time, but foreign governments are not the enemy to the Constitution.
Pretty much, no, they're not.
No, it's our own government. They take an oath to uphold and follow this Constitution. It's basically a rule book for the government,
mm-hmm.
And they're not following it. So they are the enemies of the Constitution, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But what will happen if, as a soldier, you go in and try to arrest the you know, the congressman?
Well, if I do it all by myself, it probably wouldn't go over too well.
Exactly.
Nope, not too well.
Yeah. Now, you understand that there's this organization called the Oath Keepers.
Yes.
Yeah, you've probably mentioned that on this show. I don't think I'm the best spokesman for the Oath Keepers because I'm not the guy who is in charge of it, but I am a member, and the basic idea is it's for current and former military and law enforcement and I believe firefighters as well, basically reiterating that they will uphold the oath and they will not obey any orders that are counter to the Constitution. And, of course, they've got a whole list of things of orders that they will not obey, such as rounding people up and forcing them to undergo vaccinations and so on and so forth. And
is the drug war on that list? I haven't seen it myself. I doubt it is.
I doubt it too.
I don't know about the drug war itself. No.
Well, that's already some very lost ground at this point. I think Oath Keepers is an organization about keeping the ground that we currently have as opposed to gaining new ground. I certainly don't agree with the drug war. However, I think that Oath Keepers is doing what they can at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it can be easily found online. Just type in, just do a search for Oath Keepers. I forget the exact site.
Yes, it seems to be growing in popularity. I think it's something that's worth pointing out. If you've got loved ones, people that are friends or family that are in the military or are police officers, it's something to point them towards. And I thank you, Rich, for pointing it out tonight. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls and go to Scott in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Ian and Mark. How you doing tonight?
Good, sir.
Hello, Scott.
Hey,
what's
I
on
got
your mind?
Our economy's doing real good, isn't it? Hey, I got
could be
an
worse.
Email. from Lord Christopher Mockaton. I don't know if you heard of this guy, but he's a former advisor for the policy for former British Prime Minister and President Reagan and Lady Margaret Thatcher.
Okay.
You guys aware of this Copenhagen Climate Treaty coming in December between the 7th through the 18th?
Nothing good going on there in Copenhagen.
Well, you're exactly right. I'll give you some of the things that if our man, the man at the helm here signs, you can pretty much say goodbye to our sovereignty of our country.
What is sovereignty anyway? What's that mean?
Well, our freedom.
Well, we don't really have freedom anyway.
Well, that's right. Gone. It's getting totally taken away. But here's a couple things. This thing gets signed. It says, limit personal consumption of energy of law and cost, loss of freedom, hyper energy cost, inflation. All goods
what
and materials
mean?
To become more expensive, double-digit inflation. And check this one out.
Why would they point that out in public? Why would they be planning to engage in double digit inflation? I mean, you're saying that they're just putting that right out there?
Well, this was sent to me from out east, a guy that is on top of this. In fact, he spoke up. Lord Christopher Mockaton spoke up in Minnesota about a month back on this ordeal.
Okay, so you're saying this is a climate treaty where this is his interpretation. He believes that whatever they're doing with this treaty will create double-digit inflation.
And he's probably right.
And here's a couple more. Transportation to become more expensive, $10 per gallon of gas.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, the climate change treaty is going to want to do something about all these carbon-producing machines because they've made carbon the big deal when it comes to climate change. However, it isn't by any stretch the worst of the greenhouse gases, but I can't see. I can see exactly what he's talking about. $10 gas would probably be cheap in some areas.
All right, Scott. So very scary. So what do you want to do about it?
Well, the thing is. This is coming down to the one world government, and I know
you really
guys
think that's
got.
Possible?
I know you guys got your little thing going up there, you know. But the bottom line is, the seriousness of this is, if this gets signed, you can say goodbye to our nation. Because
thank
it's going to
goodness.
Be controlled
well,
by the
now,
European
this is not the way
Union.
I want to see it go, Ian.
That's true. I don't know
why you say that dumb crap.
I just like the idea of the United States going away. I don't want to.
Look, there are
government.
A lot worse governments in the world,
yeah.
And what they're proposing to do is they're proposing to horn in on where the government, where the United States is. The UN is not an organization that we want in the United States.
No, I they're already in the United States. They already have buildings here and stuff.
But I don't want them here.
That's
no, I don't either.
Want them here either. But
no,
the point
I don't
is,
either. Now, what? Now, are you saying this is a UN thing?
I'm saying that this is a part of the European Union over there that will make the rules for all the nations.
I see.
And they're all going to be there.
So, you know what the problem is, though, Scott? The problem is Americans will go along with it. So, really, I mean, does it matter if the rules are coming from Washington, D.C., or if the rules are coming from The Hague? You know, does it really matter if Americans are the ones that are the ones implementing and enforcing them? If it's Americans, American business owners that are the ones bowing down and obeying them? I mean, who cares where the rules come from? We already know that the Washington, D.C. bureaucrats are completely unaccountable, and they don't give a damn about what you believe and what you want.
Well,
they're
not completely unaccountable when you compare them to the United Nations. I didn't vote for Boutros Ghali. I didn't vote for Ocasio.
So will you follow his organization and his leadership, or will you follow his rules?
I don't know what the situation is and what the penalty is. If they're going to come in and kill my family, yeah, I think I'll follow.
Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, death is not necessarily the worst of all evils, Mark.
Yeah, that's great.
Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Global government, though, don't really think that's economically viable. We'll come back and talk about it.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public. like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, we just got off the phones, and there are other people hanging on. I just wanted to comment a little further on what Scott was getting at there in Wisconsin. Scott was pointing out that there's some sort of international treaty that is, I guess, possibly going to be signed that will, in his, you know, to his understanding, increase costs of gasoline and dramatically inflate the currency. And
I think he's very, all kinds very of close things. To what's right. That's what's true.
I have no reason to disbelieve it, but I don't know. He's, you know, he's just sharing with us an email he was forwarded.
No. So, look, I'm sorry you don't know who Lord Monckton is, and I'm sorry Scott couldn't pronounce it properly. However, the guy's real, and the stuff he said is very much real, and that's what's going on in Copenhagen.
I see. So he was talking about global government, and it just doesn't seem like global government's ever going to be a reality. I mean, there may be some countries that band together, some governments that band together to create a larger overarching government, but just to think that you're going to get all, what, 200, 180? I don't know. There are a lot of darn countries out there, geographic land masses governed by, ruled by various different governments. And I don't think you're ever going to get them all on the same page. I don't think you're ever going to bring them all on board with this global government idea, because it'll essentially reduce the power of the people that are in charge in those countries. It would reduce their power in favor of the power of the global government.
What if the United States wanted to take over Canada?
What if?
Really bad.
Well, what would it do? It'd have to do an armed invasion and kill off the Canadians.
What if it tells the Canadian bureaucrats, look, this could go really well or it could go really poorly. You could get some really good, seats in our new government that we're going to implement here, and you guys could the power, you know, our two nations could continue on in the brotherly fashion they've continued to, and you will have stations in the government that we expand into Canada, and we'll have the United States of Canada going on, or you're gonna die.
I don't know, Mark. It would all depend on how power-hungry the politicians were. I mean, some of them might bow down. Some of them might decide they want
to. Canada's military isn't going to be able to handle the United States.
The ragtag group of insurgents in Iraq has managed to handle the United States fairly effectively. So whenever you're attacking, you're at a disadvantage automatically.
When you're geographically close, you have a lot of advantages. And
Well, you're talking about taking over the whole world, aren't you? So
you know, the United States of Canada, they then secure themselves, and then you go farther and farther.
It seems pretty paranoid to me.
So there's a one Polynesian island that manages to escape, and somehow your scenario doesn't. Yeah, there could be a world government, and
pretty unlikely.
This religious thing that is around the climate change thing could get quite a few nations on board, and I'm concerned in the same way that Scott's concerned about this same issue.
My concern is the obedience factor. I mean, if it comes down, it's going to be your fault for obeying and for going along with whatever the program is. It'll be Americans' fault, as it always has, that government
is
getting bigger.
But it'll likely be American businesses that go along with it, and the average American
sure
doesn't
will.
Have a lot of room in that area.
I understand that, Mark. I understand completely how it will happen, in that people will go along with it, but they have no one to blame but themselves. So don't come. It's like these people that are complaining about the healthcare thing. They're complaining about, oh, government's going to take over healthcare. And they're right. It would suck. It will be awful if the government gets more involved in healthcare. We know what all the consequences will be from that. We know that, you know, government option will inevitably put all the insurance companies out of business, and then they'll absorb them all, and they'll become the one monolithic option, this government monopoly on healthcare, which will be the next great, you know, big step towards a total government-run system. I mean, we can all see the writing on the wall there, but it'll only play out if Americans go along with it. And so, again, they'll have no one to blame but themselves. And so I've seen the video footage from somebody like Dave Ridley over at RidleyReport.com interviewing one of the healthcare protesters. And Dave Ridley suggests to him, well, if this goes through, I understand that you're opposing it now, and thank you for doing that. But if it goes through, great. You know, it's great that you're holding your sign and chanting and whatever it is you're doing. But if it goes through, will you go along with it? Would you consider civil disobedience? And, you know, the guy said something to the effect of, no, this is the system we live in.
That was, you know, one guy.
One guy. But that's the mentality of most of America.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll whine, we'll bitch, we'll moan, we'll scream, we'll yell, but we'll never actually do anything substantive to put a stop to this. So as long as you guys are going to just keep going along with it, then you'll get what you get. Which may be global government.
This is how slavery worked in the South in the time of chattel slavery. Is, you know, they gave you things that they would give the slave things that they liked, and family, things like that, and then they were much less likely to be disobedient.
Sure.
And
something to lose.
Right, they've got something to lose, and so, you know, it seems to me that. You know, when the government's got you by the short ones, man. When they say that they're going to take your kid away or that they're going to destroy your business, what are you going to do?
Let's continue with your phone calls. Well, either way you lose, because first of all, not necessarily either way you lose. If they come and they take away your business, okay, yeah, you would lose in that particular case. But if they just keep growing and they keep taking a larger percentage of your money every year and keep ordering you to do more things every single year for them, then you're losing that way anyway.
Well, there's
a good chance they might come for you later on anyway when they pass some law saying that what you do now is illegal, and so you'll lose then.
It's worked for the vast majority of Americans up to this point. Government has grown inexorably up to this point. It is much larger than it was previously, and the Americans up to this point have allowed it to grow, and they have managed to raise their children up to the age of 18 where they can go off the nest. They've got their little retirement. Things are going reasonably well, and so the system has worked. Are you telling these people that the system won't continue to work? I agree, but for how long?
The slaves will likely live a comfortable life in under the global government.
Technology will continue to increase levels of freedom to some extent.
They'll take some more of your money every single year and demand more obedience from you. But hey, as long as you go along with it, you'll live a nice little slave life. And if that's what you want is slavery, you can have it in spades. 800-259-9231. For people like me, however, I'm about sick and tired of it, and I'm willing to start saying no. Not on everything, because saying no to everything would mean immediate disaster for you.
Yeah.
But saying no here and there, I think, could be pretty powerful, and I think if more people get together and say no here and there, then we can have ourselves a bit of a peaceful evolution, and we might be able to throw off the yokes of this oppressive state. But it's only going to happen if people who are willing to stand up and say no get together in the same place, hence the Free State Project. At least that's how I see it. FreeStateProject.org. 800-259-9231. If you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live and are tired of the oppressive state continually getting larger, tired of the specter of global government, tired of the United States federal government oppressing your business and personal life, if you knew that thousands of liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can at FreeStateProject.org. That's FreeStateProject.org. As we go, I believe, to Derek in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Derek.
Hi, guys. Hey. Thanks for taking my call, first of all.
Well, what's on your mind tonight, Derek?
Well, I just wanted to make a quick comment to you. First of all, I definitely can relate to a lot of what you're saying. I'll give you a quick example. I worked for the municipal government in a city in the province of Saskatchewan a few years ago. And I can remember my first day on the job was myself and several other very young guys. And we were told, actually, after the very first day, that we should not do as much work as we were doing because
I want to give you plenty of time for it. Hang on, Derek.
Okay.
We'll come up with you in a moment. 800-259-9231. Hey, you guys are working too hard. You're making us all look bad.
Take it easy.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, which is brought to you by Manchester Brewing, shrine.freetalklive.com, and see it for yourself.
If you are going to own a handgun, you really need to know how to use it. And the Millionaire Patriot can show you how to do that. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. It's the best firearms training in the world. It exceeds military and law enforcement standards, and it does it without all that drill instructor attitude. And you can get yourself a free handgun in the process. He's giving away a Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. If you just go to frontsight.com and register for your training today, that's frontsight.com.
So we go back to Derek in Canada. Derek, you're back on Free Talk Live. And you were telling us a moment ago that you were working for a municipal government up there in Canada, and it was your first day on the job when somebody gave you a talking to. Go ahead with your story.
Yeah, it wasn't really like, you know, look out where we're going to get you here, buddy, but it was just sort of a kindly note from one of the older fellows. We were basically repairing cracks in the road, and they just approached us and said that we should essentially just be doing less work. So we promptly did that for the remainder of the summer, and I think we really were on coffee break more often than actually working. But, you know, it's very, very typical in my mind of so many services that are provided by the government. So, you know, I definitely feel your pain on that. Now, my personal philosophy is more in the middle. I think in some areas of public policy and life, we actually need more government. I think in some, we certainly need less.
Give me one example of where you think more government is needed.
Oh, where we need to have more government. Well, actually, let me tie that into the reason I was calling, which was to talk about the gun control issue that you brought up a few days ago.
Sure.
If I could. So just as an example, you probably are under the understanding, as most Americans are, the belief at least, that Canada is more socialist than the U.S. And has more government control.
Yes.
And for example, you know, we have quite a bit more strict control on our firearms.
Yes.
But, you know, you were mentioning the other day the classic argument of, you know, it's not the gun that kills the person, it's the person that kills the person. But I just wanted to mention the fact that in Canada, not only in Canada but in other Western European nations as well, but I'll use Canada specifically, we have a substantially lower murder rate than the States, and it's not just a bit lower, it's about 3 to 4 times lower per capita.
Prior to the gun ban that went in, and it's relatively recent, your gun ban, right?
You know, our gun ban, I believe, has... I don't know the date, but as far as I understand, it was instituted in the 70s.
Okay, there's evidence from Ontario, I believe, that in fact, when they increased the penalties for owning a gun, having a gun, basically banned guns, then crime went up.
That's right.
Now in Canada, certainly when crime goes up, it's still lower than the United States' crime. That much is true. However, that probably doesn't mean that if we ban guns in the United States, that crime's going to go down.
Happened in the UK.
What I'd like to challenge you with is that I suggest that, and you can own guns in Canada. Limited to owning things like shotguns and rifles and stuff like that. And shotguns and rifles do very good jobs of putting holes in bad people. And now what I would suggest, in fact, that if you believe in making the world gun-free, that you start with your house. And you put a sign outside your house that says, "This is a gun-free home." Do you think that's
idea? I've certainly been familiarized with all those arguments. And actually, it makes sense to me that if you immediately ban guns, there will be an upsurge in crime because it's going to be well popularized that the guns have been banned. And there is going to be the people who have previously had guns that are then going to have to give them away. And then the criminals will have the guns. However, over a long period of time, the overall circulation of guns does diminish. And in Canada, we do not have all these guns circulating.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, let me just finish my point, and then by all means, have at me. In Canada, we don't have the circulation of weapons. And, you know, the argument of, if we outlaw guns, all the outlaws will have the guns. Well, the outlaws here actually don't have guns. You do have a few shootings, but almost every crime and holdup and rape and anything that's committed is, you know, with knives or some other object.
That's so much better.
Why is that better? I mean, that's what's happening over in the UK, is that people are getting stabbed.
The murder rate is lower, and I believe, actually, you know, there's a reason that
we give guns. Home invasions went up, Derek. Home invasions went up dramatically when they banned guns in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, actually, the UK statistics specifically were skewed because at the exact same time that they changed their gun laws, they also changed the reporting of the gun laws and the way that the police report them. So the numbers that came out were extremely skewed. But let me give you an example maybe closer to home for you guys. It's an oft-cited town of Kennesaw, and
yes.
I don't know where this town is. But
Georgia.
Basically, it was they made a law, some type of a law that either mandated or encouraged or facilitated in some way people to get guns. And then the crime rate dropped steeply.
Yes.
So my theory and kind of the theory of gun control people in general predicts that when you make a law that bans guns, crime will go up immediately and then down in the long term. And the converse is also true. And that's actually what happened in Kennesaw. They mandated the guns in some sense. The crime dropped. But actually, if you check the stats over a period of the next 10 years, the murder rate actually and the violent crime rate actually increased to higher than it was prior to the law.
Sure. And when you include those murder rates and those violent crime rates, you're also including the very large section of those that are essentially domestic violence. Friends fighting, bar fights, husbands and wives going at it, husbands shooting wives, wives shooting husbands, and all that
stuff. Exactly. And actually, that brings me to my next point. And I totally agree. We all know people that know each other are the ones that are killing each other. By and large,
true.
You know, 75%, apart from gang violence, it's 70-80% of people that are in relationships that are killing each other. So I guess the point I'm making is that, you know, we give soldiers guns and not knives because we know guns are more effective at killing.
Yes.
And a passionate argument between a spouse or a girlfriend or whatever, perhaps in combination with alcohol, and then in combination with a firearm, is actually much more deadly than that same combination and a vase or a bat or a knife.
I understand.
You know, and we know this
Let's
is true because we
this.
Don't give our troops knives or vases to fight with.
Sure. And understood. All those things are true. And I think that perhaps if you could actually control the manufacture of guns, that would work. However, let's talk about this from a rights theory standpoint. You do believe that people have rights and that they own themselves, right?
I do.
Do you believe that they should be able to create tools in order to do jobs?
You know, That's a really large philosophical question you've answered, and I'll try to answer it in not too much of a cumbersome and roundabout way. But I guess it comes down to what is your goal as far as the policy. You guys are very obviously liberty oriented. That's great, and liberty in a sense is the end to you, whereas to someone like me, liberty is the means, and an end would be, for example, to maximize prosperity and safety for all. So maybe I should clarify. Maybe I'm wrong about that with you guys. Maybe I should ask you, is liberty the means to some goal, or is it actually your end?
I'd say that the liberty is by and large the end. However, I question whether concentrating the guns in the hands of the bureaucrats, and that's what you're suggesting, is in fact a means to the end of liberty.
Well,
or any of those things.
Yeah, you've certainly made very fair points and, you know, good arguments. I guess I would just, you know, I've been to I'm a physician, by the way. I worked in a small hospital for a brief period of time on the border of DR Congo and Rwanda.
Yeah.
And in that area, there is an absence of government entirely. Likewise in a place like Somalia. And I can tell you that, you know, if your end is liberty, you've got it by living on the border of DR Congo and Rwanda. But if your end is, prosperity and safety and perhaps a future, you don't.
Apples and oranges.
Right. There's a lot of problems with colonialism. The fact that they haven't gotten to a point of civilization and prosperity that we have. I think that comparing what the world would be like here in the United States with more freedom to Rwanda is something entirely different.
Thank you, Derek, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You don't have peace and prosperity by threatening your neighbors, and that's what you'd have to do to take their guns from them. Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Do you like your credit card company? Well, I'll give you a reason not to. I got my tax refund and used it to finally pay off some of my debt rather than putting it into an emergency fund. I figured I could always use my credit card for unexpected expenses or even my property taxes. Less than 24 hours later, my credit card company reduced my credit line by exactly what I paid them. I had no more credit and no money left for emergencies. Banks have changed. If you're still struggling with or behind on credit cards and medical bills, you need to protect yourself and your family before you make a bad decision. Call us now to learn the truth about your debt options. Our Debt Help Expert Service will explain your options discreetly for absolutely free. The number is 1-800-677-7144. We work for you and not for a greedy bank. Call us now at 800-677-7144. Again, that's 800-677-7144.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently?
Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And I wish we could continue our discussion about the guns with Derek, but there are a lot of other people that have a lot of different topics to discuss here tonight.
Free Talk Live, you know.
But, yeah,
I love that Derek called in, and I loved his points, and I thought he was really, great at what he was saying. I just, we have one, maybe a segment for a caller, tops, you know?
Yeah, if you're a good caller. And that was a good call. So I'd love to hear from him again sometime at 800-259-9231. Always good to be challenged here. But you'll never get Free Talk Live to back down from the liberty position just because you believe things would be better if you could just control people in one particular way. And I'm not interested in controlling people's lives and telling them what they can and they can't own. It's just not something that that's not something I believe in.
Right. If you're willing to take away people's rights to create a tool that they can use to protect themselves or to exchange the fruits of their labor for a tool that somebody else has created that they can use to protect themselves, where does this stop?
It never stops.
Right. If you've conceded that one point, then that essentially means that you own me, you own the fruits of my labor because I can't create something that I can then protect myself with.
Look at the UK now. Right. Now they're banning knives.
Beyond that, once you've co-opted a portion of my being, you can co-opt any portion. Well, I say that the people that are having children are too stupid, too poor, too dumb, too lousy parents out there, and that we need to, that all women need to have tubal ligations immediately, and only by government license can they then have them undone.
It's the same thing.
I have just as much right to say that as the gentleman, wasn't it, Kevin?
Derek.
Derek has to say that I can't own a gun.
Exactly.
Actually, Derek doesn't say I can't own a gun. The United States government says I can't own a gun.
That's true.
And they stink because of it. Public policy floats your boat. Learn about public policy by interning at state or federal policy organizations. The Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program includes an opening in the week-long policy seminar, an 8-week paid summer internship, a closing seminar, and weekly policy lectures. Choose from 70 organizations in Washington, D.C., state policy networks, and think tanks across the United States. Program includes a stipend and a housing allowance. I keep on saying alliance. Housing allowance. Apply by January the 31st for this at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
Let's go to your phone calls and continue with Dylan in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dylan.
I'm so mad, dude.
Dylan? Dylan? Are you mad? Are you okay? Are you listening to us?
Take a deep breath.
Dylan?
Count to 10.
He's not there. Let's put him back on hold, see if we can get him ready. Let's go to Bert in the meantime in Maryland. Bert, you're on Free Talk Live. Bert?
How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Bert?
The tax collection system in Maryland.
Okay. You tell.
I am an individual that I've chosen to take a stand against the unfair collection tax system in Maryland.
Okay.
And what is unfair? I mean, taxes in general to me seem unfair, but what specifically are you referring to?
I've been fighting the comptroller, who's the tax collector in Maryland, for the last 9 years in court. And so basically every assessment I have received that I didn't believe was correct, I appealed. And currently, my last case, I appealed all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Hmm.
I'm currently before the Supreme Court. I filed a petition, and they denied it, and just this week I filed a petition for rehearing. And in doing that, each and every time, they just denied me due process.
The Supreme Court did?
No, I'm the tax collector in Maryland.
Awesome.
I appealed. I got an assessment. I appealed the assessment.
Now, what assessment are we talking about? Property taxes?
Income tax.
Income. Okay, gotcha.
Tax. I basically filed a return. I requested a refund for $5,000. They sent me an assessment and said, we corrected your return, and so your refund is only $25. Because we didn't like your return, we're going to hit you with a $500 penalty.
Oh, boy.
So I appealed that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And they quoted the statute. It was filing a frivolous return penalty. In Maryland, the frivolous return penalty has a B section that says if they can only hit you with this frivolous return penalty if you meet another penalty, which is you didn't file a return and you didn't pay the tax. Well, I filed a return and I paid the tax because they said I was owed $25. So I wasn't eligible for the frivolous return penalty, so I appealed it.
I see.
I had a hearing. And I said, okay, why is my return frivolous? And they said that they didn't like the numbers that I put on my return. Well, I'm saying, well, I gave them a copy of my federal return. I gave them a copy of the W-2 I filed. And they had a state return, all signed under the penalty of perjury. And the frivolous return penalty says that you get a frivolous return penalty if they can't determine the tax liability on the return. Well, you admitted that you changed my return. So the return that you're reviewing is not my return.
It's theirs.
What a mess.
So I'm looking for them to, and I provided all this evidence. I provided all of the statutes I used to file my return. Again, the most important thing, I had these two documents from the federal government that they did not dispute. That's because in Maryland, and I guess like in most states, you start out with the adjusted gross income from your federal return, and you put that on your state return. So they provided no evidence to say that the numbers that I used for my federal return was wrong or incorrect, but they just denied my return. And then they said you have to appeal for an informal hearing. They call it informal. But when you get to the hearing, they throw on a tape recorder, and after the end of the hearing, they issue a formal appeal. A formal determination.
So it's an informal hearing with a formal determination.
Then you have 30 days to appeal that to the tax court. So I appealed it to the tax court. And you can't appeal to the tax court unless you get a formal determination.
Now, what does it cost to appeal these things? Because normally you have to file fees to appeal, don't you?
To file anything to appeal to tax court.
I see.
You don't have to pay until you get to circuit court.
Got it.
And the fee to go to circuit court is $50.
Ben, you've taken this all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States.
It took me 6 appeals. I appealed the assessment. I appealed the hearing officer's decision. I appealed the tax court's decision. I went to circuit court. Now, it was interesting. I got the first favorable decision in the 9 years I've been fighting the comptroller from this circuit court judge. He ruled that there was no justification for them to hit me with a frivolous return penalty. And he stated the reasons why, and he basically told the comptroller lawyers that what appears to me that you guys hit this guy with a penalty just for expressing his opinion about what he believed the tax law said.
Sounds like it. Now, what happened after that judge said that?
They appealed it to the Court of Special Appeals.
Of course. Did they turn it around at the Court of Appeals at that point?
And the problem with the Court of Special Appeals was that when they overturned it, They found their own independent fact that said I committed fraud. Now, the assessment didn't say I committed fraud. The hearing officer didn't say I committed fraud.
So basically, they're just punishing you more because it's gone that far. with that. I mean, they pulled out.
Taking it so far.
They pulled, because you took it so far. They decided to pull this fraud allegation out of just thin air.
Exactly.
Wow. I mean, how many more years are you going to fight the comptroller? I'm just curious. Do you see this going for the rest of your life?
I'm hoping that it ends soon. I mean, I guess the reason when I started this, it was like a mission from God, because my family and friends have told me years ago, you need to stop doing this. But it's like God told me, I want you to start fighting this, and I don't want you to quit.
Well, if you ever feel like giving up, New Hampshire doesn't have a state income tax, so if you love freedom, come on up here and join us. I've never had to fill out a state income tax form. I lived in Florida my whole life. They don't have it down there, and up here in New Hampshire they don't have it either, though they're trying to pass one, as I understand it. They're always trying to, and luckily they've managed to fail at it time and time again. But if you ever get sick and tired of it and you want to achieve a greater state of liberty, it is available for you.
What I've discovered in this fight is that they don't follow the laws.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah. We don't live in a nation of laws, I'm sorry to say.
You are absolutely right. They don't follow their own laws. You can't even hold them to it. You can find their laws. You can cite their laws to them, and they'll just, ignore it. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's not how we interpret this.
Yeah.
And I have it documented.
Oh, I believe you do. We've got plenty of documentation of the exact same thing. We've got videotape of them refusing to follow their own law, and they'll never hold themselves accountable for it because, well, it's their system, and if they were to hold themselves accountable, then there'd be all kinds of levels of accountability that could actually be pressed upon them by people who are like you, who are diligent enough to catch them at breaking their own rules. It's not hard once you start looking closely, and what I suggest is you go to freestateproject.org when you get a chance for it and take a serious look at moving a little bit farther north. There's quite a movement up here. Thank you for the call tonight. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.